Blog Talk Radio.
The things that are behind and reaching forward to the things that are before me. Let me leave you alone. The best can come from the worst. Who has a word for us this morning? The wisdom seminar is open to you. Who wants to take that? The wisdom seminar is open to you.
Bless you. God bless you this morning. Amen. Ambassador Pfeiffer here from Kentucky. Just want to jump in there and just say a word on that. The best can come from the worst. My God. That's why they said, you know, they didn't think Jesus could do anything. They didn't think anything good could come out of Nazareth, but we just praising God. And when you think of this on a personal level, on the natural level, how many people that were out in the world that were some of the worst people, what we call the worst, many times some of the worst people might be sitting right in the church beside you, but we call the worst those that are doing drugs, those things that we can see, like drugs, prostitution, pimping, and different things like this, gangsters. We call that the worst. But many times the worst can be sitting right beside you with unforgiveness. But when we look at it and say the best can come from the worst, we have to identify ourselves with Paul. The Lord had to change his name to protect him. He was Saul, persecuting the saints. And anything that you do against the will of God persecutes the saints. So we just thanking God that Lord looked on us, pulled us up out of the muck and the mire. We were all born in sin, needed to repent for something. And God took us and made something beautiful out of our lives. And now here we come as pure gold to please him, to bless his holy name. The best can come from the worst. Amen. Yes, it can. Because we all needed help. And the best thing you can do to win that person is to give them your personal testimony so they can identify with what God can do today in this present world. Many people think that everything God did, it was just in the New Testament and the Old Testament. But we have to let people know. We have to come to them to where they are today and let them know that Jesus saved and he's yet reaching to the, he's not going, they had the song or the saying Jesus went to the ghetto, came to the ghetto, he came to the ghetto. So he came to where the people needed him most. And we thank God for that. God bless you. The best can come from the worst. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Great, great, great. All right. Someone else who has a word.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Ambassador-elect Stitt and woman of God. I really enjoyed that. We're moving in the same direction, but I'll just take a different approach. Glory to God. I look at a bad situation when you look at Mary. Mary was married to Joseph. But the situation was she was pregnant by a spiritual being, by God. Hallelujah. It didn't look good because we knew that there was no conception there, but it came from a spiritual power. And when you look in the spiritual realm, in the natural, even today, someone end up pregnant, and you don't know how it happened, and you know the person wasn't touched. It looks like a bad situation, but what came out of that situation was the deliverer of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And sometimes God would interrupt your destiny by what he wanted to bring forth. It could be somebody born out of wedlock. It could be someone feel like it's all over and they're in a situation. They don't see their way through, it appears that the bottom had dropped and the roof has fallen on you and the walls are coming in on you. And the only thing that people can title you by is an issue, what you've done in the past. But what Mary brought to forth to was the Savior and the Deliverer of the world. What you are carrying sometimes will be what God is going to use in the future to break and unlock some chains in somebody else's life. It could be to give a word. It could be to encourage. It could be to open up prison doors. It could be to close some doors. It could be a job. Hallelujah. Something good is always going to come out of something bad, because he said all things will. It will this morning. It will work together for your good. You've got to see God in everything that's going on in your life. Hallelujah. God bless all of you and have a magnificent day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. Saints, I get excited about Jesus because what he put in me. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you.
All right. Ambassador Stith, he's firing everybody else up and myself.
Thank you.
My God. All right, somebody else. And that was magnificent. The best can come from the worst. Anybody else? I know you got a word on that. Anybody else? The best can come from the worst. Come on, saints. Anybody else? Best can come from the worst.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Mother.
Good morning, every one of you. Excuse me.
Good morning.
My throat. Trying to stay a little better this morning. But I'm just sitting here listening to, the best can't come from the worst. My God, I thank God for... When I was on my way to devil's hell, folks might not think I have been there, but I've been there. On my way to devil's hell, and I looked at my life, and so I really needed help. And I began to see God.
I need a coat.
My God. And I was smoking cigarettes, and hallelujah, and made as I think a woman could get. Just declared that I wasn't going to let nobody talk about me or step on me. And I was ready to go to hell and made it up in my mind, I don't care if I die, because the others are living in hell and I can live there too. But God looked on me. He looked down on me, hallelujah, and saw my faults and saw my need. And he reached down and picked me up and pulled me up by the muck and mire. Hallelujah, turned my mind completely around, gave me a mind of Christ. I looked at the cigarettes and I said to the cigarettes, I'm not smoking another one of you. And from that day to this day, 64 or 65 years ago, I have never touched another cigarette. And my life began to turn around. And I made the Lord a promise, Lord, if you'll help me, I will live for you the rest of my days. And the Lord put a spirit of meekness in me, gave me a mind to humble myself before the Lord. And the Lord came in and took all that old mean and hatred stuff out of me. My cigarettes were gone, and oh, my Lord, my life was changed completely. And I want to serve the Lord, and the best can come from the worst. Did you hear me? If you give God your heart and surrender your will to the Lord, he's got everything you need. He will clean you up. Don't care how nasty you are, or how mean or how pitiful you are. God will pick you up and turn your life completely around, and you can serve him with gladness and stay meek before him, and he'll use you to his will and glory. God bless you. The best will come from the worst.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. My God.
Praise the Lord. Yes, God.
Go ahead, Mother.
I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm just glad. I've done so much, so I don't even want to think about what I'm done then. I'm thinking about what I'm doing now.
Thank you, Lord.
And
yes.
giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise, because truly, God been good to me.
Mm-hmm.
When you always have somebody saying you ain't going to be nothing, you never will be nothing, you can't be nothing, but oh, I thank God today.
Yes.
Mr. Johnson is somebody. Greater is he that is in me is he that is in the world. I may not be a millionaire, but my God is a millionaire. I tell you, I thank God because he brought me a long way, and he's still carrying me. But I thank him today because he is so good. He's so merciful and so kind. If he cannot think about the things that I've done, I don't have to think about them either. I can serve God, a true and living God. Oh, I thank you today, Lord, for being so merciful to me and so kind and so loving. Oh, he's better to me than anybody in the whole world. Oh, I can tell him anything I want to tell him, and he ain't going to tell nobody else. Oh, I just thank him today because God is so good. I thank him for the prayer line. I thank Pastor P.L. for recommending me to the prayer line. I don't know where he at today, but I still pray for him. But I just thank him. I'm still on the prayer line. And I thank God for the exception of the prayer line. They accepted me into the prayer line. I just thank and praise God. Oh, I could go on and on and on. Thank you how you prayed for my husband when he passed away. I just thank God. Because if it had not been for the prayers of the righteous, oh, I don't know where I'd be today.
Thank you.
And I thank you.
Thank you, Mother Johnson.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I want to say I thank the Lord for how he blessed me. We grew up in going to church because we lived in a little town, and that was our experience. We would go to church on Sunday, but I didn't know that the Lord required holiness out of me. And then after I got married, my mother-in-law took the Bible, and she couldn't read so well, but she told me, she said, on this side is holiness, on this side is nothing. And then she lived it so much, she didn't go to the left, she didn't go to the right. If her children were wrong, they were just wrong. And she told me about holiness. And I went to church with her, and the Lord saved me. I was like, Mother, I was smoking. This lady told me, this girl, I worked for a phone company. They trained us in pairs. So she told me, she said, we're going to learn how to smoke. And it looked so nice. The people were, the girl, we had a lounge and 45 minutes for lunch, and we sat down and we could talk on the phone and smoke, and it just looked so nice. I didn't know that what it was, but my mother-in-law told me, she said, if this tobacco was clean, you would give it to a baby. And I thought about that. And I told her, I said, I'm going to stop smoking. She said, now God heard you, and he's going to help you. And God heard me, and he helped me, and he cleaned me from all of my unrighteousness. And God saved me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I got saved on a Sunday. My sister got saved that Friday. She came over, and she was going to go out with my husband because I wasn't going out no more, so he would take us all out. So he said he wanted her to go out with him. She was going to go. My mother-in-law told her about holiness. She came, and she got saved. And then about 10 years later, my mother got saved, and God just been saving in my family. And I just thank the Lord for all of his goodness. Most of all, I thank the Lord for being saved.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That's a great testimony, Mother. Thank you so much. I'm still opening the line. Maybe two or three others who want to talk about the best can come from the worst. Amen. It's one of the keys to really leading people to Jesus Christ. Because, see, the world wants to think that when you get saved, or those who have gotten saved have come from the best instead of the worst. And they don't know that people have a testimony like that. Some people used to be on drugs. Some have been winos. Some have been prostitutes. Some have been smokers and drinkers and everything you can name, gamblers. But he takes people who come from a life of sin and cleans them up. Nobody can clean them up but Jesus. But his blood, that's why I preached the blood bath the other day. You dip them in the blood of Jesus, and it can wash anybody and make them spotless and whiter than snow. Anybody else want to talk about the best can come from the worst? Amen. The line is open to you.
Good morning, everybody. This is 816 Charlotte Gray. Mm-hmm. I just want to say the best can't come from the worst. I thank God for what he has been doing for me in 2014 and on down. I just thank you, Lord, openly for what you've done for me. Nobody can close a job, reopen a job, pay me out for the job, take me through garnishment, my voice, my car, just on and on and on and on. And he's still doing great things. My interview yesterday, Dr. Bernard, was fabulous. The job starts January 9th. It is double for my trouble. It is an increase. My car is being totally redone. I just thank you, God, for the worst to the best, or however you said it. I'm in the category. Love you.
Thank you so much, Sister Charlotte. God bless you. Amen. Let me share two stories in the natural with you that will demonstrate this. See, somebody is right by that little whatever they have there in Africa. And the enemy said, well, you might as well go on and do this or do that because you'll never be nothing. But the best can come from the worst. One of the greatest heroic stories that I've ever heard in my life is that of Judge Mathis. You know, during his teenage years, he was in and out of trouble all the time. Messed up all the time. And led him to go into jail. He was in jail many, many times. Finally, while he was in jail, his mother was diagnosed with cancer. It was devastating to him. It caused him to promise his mother that he would never get into trouble again. He loved his mother that much. So he kept his promise. He finished high school, went to college, and then to law school, where he graduated. And now he appears every day in many network situations on nationwide television, judging real-life cases and offering advice, you might say, to people all over the world. He was the worst, but we can see him every day on television in many locations, depending on your network situation. He's a great example of how the best comes from the worst. When I think about me blowing my horn, I started out, I was the worst saxophonist you ever want to hear in your life. People used to come home from work, I'd be out on the porch trying to learn how to play the horn, blowing my horn. And it was so bad that people would just say, shut that noise up, cut it out, everywhere. But I just didn't know the scripture, but I didn't faint. I just kept on blowing and trying and trying. The notes sounded horrible. But one day I had my horn and I was at home. And I started blowing Amazing Grace, and then I started blowing Only What You Do for Christ Will Last. Something happened to me when I was blowing that song. I blew it, Only What You Do for Him Will Be Counted at the End. Only what. I kept on blowing that song until I fainted, passed out. Oh my God. And I had asthma, had been blowing in the club. I heard a voice say, check your lungs. I checked my lungs, and that asthma was gone. And Jesus, I was going to put my horn down. I got saved, going to put my horn down. But the Lord said, Bernard, don't put your horn down. Just change your song. And I changed my song. to songs that glorify God. I want to tell you, I felt like I was at life's end doing the worst things. But Jesus picked me up and turned me around, placed my feet on holy ground. And things like this prayer line was started because I came from the worst and wanted to do something that was the best for the Lord. The blog line was started because I came from the worst and wanted to do something that was good for the Lord, the best for the Lord. I'm telling you, He can use you if you will just come to Him, give Him your heart, and tell Him, Lord, here I am. He'll come into your heart and change you and make you brand new. Yeah, turn your life around, use you for His glory, and you'll be so happy. And happy with Jesus alone. God bless you. Best can come. Anybody want to say a word just before I move here, real quick? Anybody?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Pastor?
I hear you. Go ahead.
I have a testimony. I just want to first give honor to God and all the saints on the prayer. I was a drug user. My auntie. I was a drug user for years. I thank the Lord that I had a praying mother and a praying grandmother. But my auntie turned me in. I was pregnant with my daughter, Essence. And the state was going to take her from me. They were going to take her and my little boy, Galen. My son, Galen, he's 13 now. But I thank and praise the Lord that my daughter, she's walking around in here right now getting ready for school. I thank the Lord for my son. He's in there getting ready for school. And I thank the Lord that I've been clean now almost 12 years. My daughter, she'll be 11 in January of 2015. And I went into a rehab, and I was in there for 2 years. I got educated on the drug of choice that I had, and I went to intensive outpatient treatment. So I'll just thank and praise the Lord for that.
Thank the Lord.
I've been clean 12 years this month. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got it thrown in my face the other day, Pastor, but I just thank the Lord. I just thank the Lord for my blessing. My children are walking around in the home with me right now, and they could have been gone. They told me I would never see my daughter and my son again. But I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus.
What the Lord.
My. That's a great example there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Amen.
Beautiful.
That is beautiful. Thank you so much. That's what it's all about. Amen. Seeing lives change. We have to make known His deeds. That's what I'm talking about. It helps to bring somebody from the back to the front.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Thank God. And now here's a sister who's grateful that she's above the dirt rather than under the dirt.
Thank you, Jesus.
Best for the worst. God bless you. Thank you so much, Sister Lucille. All right, we'll take a few prayer requests. Just those, we know you got some things you need the Lord to do, but I'm talking about people who have, you might say, desperate needs this morning. Make your prayer request known. We want to get you some prayer. The line is open to you.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. How are you? This is Evangelist Johnson in New York.
I'm doing tremendous.
Praise the Lord to everybody. Dr. Pfeiffer, Dr. Stern, Sister Lucy, I enjoyed that testimony. Dr. Johnson.
Chief Ambassador and his family. That you will look on them and strengthen them, Lord God.
Continue to give them perseverance in your mighty name, removing all obstacles and binding the enemy and rebuking the enemy, O God. Hallelujah. We pray right now that you allow them to be rejoicing in your name, in your and in your will, O God. And we thank you right now for the anointing that's upon this line.
Yes, yes, yes.
For the anointing, O God, that you have given the people, the breakthrough. Hallelujah. We thank you right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The worst can come, the best can come from the worst. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we know the situation we were in. And right now we put it before you, O God, and we glorify your name. Hallelujah. Because you pulled us up out of the muck and the mire. In Jesus' name. You took us out of the gutter, O God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it right now. We ask that you bless, O God, your people. Bless, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Look on Evangelist Ann Johnson, O God, and her family and her friends and her neighbors, O God, and her church and her pastor, O God, Pastor Kemper. Look on them right now, O God. Touch and heal, deliver and set free, Lord Jesus. Bind the enemy that comes to afflict the body and cause illness and sickness, Lord Jesus. We thank you right now for rebuking the enemy of death in Jesus' name. Bless Mother Digby right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Her family, her nieces, nephews, children, Lord God. Touch and heal in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let them proclaim righteousness. Let them lift up their voice, O God. Let them triumph in you, Lord Jesus. Let them glorify your name, O God, in Jesus' name. We pray that you bless Mother Johnson right now and her grandchildren, Lord Jesus. We ask that you make a way, make a way, make a way, make a way, O God. Hallelujah. Let there be provision, Lord Jesus, in your name, O God. Hallelujah. Supply their every need. Supply their needs, O God. And not only that, O God, but we ask that you touch the hearts of those children and let them have compassion, O God. Let them worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Even at a young age, let them worship you. We bind the enemy that comes to hinder them and lead and guide them into destruction right now. We pray, glory, ha, ha, ha. In Jesus' name, that you bind the drug enemy, the sick enemy, oh God, hallelujah, the alcoholic enemy, in Jesus' name. They don't have to travel that journey. In Jesus' name, we cover them with your blood right now. And thank you right now, oh God, for looking on them, looking on Sister Lucille, Lord Jesus,
yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, her unspoken request, oh God. You know the details. You know the ins and outs. You know when you're going to bring her out. You know how you're going to bring her out. You know how you're going to lift her up in Jesus' name. But Lord,
yes,
we thank
Lord,
you right
now.
We continue to praise you and lift you up on high. Hallelujah. And bless Mother Wilson, oh God. Bless her family, her sons, Lord God. Look on them and turn them around, oh God. We rebuke the enemy. Hallelujah. The enemy that has held them captive all these years. We rebuke the enemy, oh God. We pray that they may be able to recognize your blessings, recognize your miracles, oh God, that are taking place right around them. Recognize, oh God, hallelujah, that it is you that made them themselves in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give them a heart of righteousness, a heart to serve you, oh God. Turn their minds, oh God, toward heaven in Jesus' name. Help them to lift you up on high. Hallelujah. And glorify your name. Bless, bless, bless us to Karen Brown, Lord God. Touch a son, touch a daughter, oh God, Brendan and Shay. Touch and lift them up, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let Brandon, oh God, hallelujah, touch him, Lord Jesus. Let him not only be turned, his heart be turned towards you, Lord God, but turn Brandon's heart and mind and soul and his will towards you in Jesus' name. Let him begin to seek after you, Lord Jesus. We bind the enemy that's in his pathway, in his road, oh God, in his sight, in his mind. We cast down strongholds, oh God. We ask for a breakthrough right now in his life.
bind the enemy that comes to hinder in Jesus' name. Give him, oh God, to praise you, to rejoice and forevermore. Let the Holy Ghost power fall afresh on him right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let him give salutations unto your name, oh God. Let him greet you, Lord Jesus, with a holy, holy, holy praise in Jesus' name. Touch him right now, oh God. Redirect his pathway. Hallelujah. Let him know, oh God, hallelujah, that there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end of it is destruction. Turn Shannon, oh God, toward heaven. Hallelujah. Let us see, oh God, the destruction that is caused by unrighteousness. But Lord, we pray that you turn it toward heaven. Let us see the necessity of raising healthy children, productive children,
yes,
holy
Lord,
children.
In the name of
Jesus. Jesus name. Touch right now, oh God, everybody's child that is on this prayer line this morning. Worldwide, oh God, from nation to nation, kingdom to kingdom, providence to providence, coast to coast, oh God. Touch the children, oh God. Come in with your blood right now. Bind the enemy that comes to hinder. In Jesus' name. Cover. Give them a blood bath, Lord Jesus. We pray your blessings right now. And we thank you for it, oh God. Bless us, Bernita. In a special way, Lord God. Bless her right now, Lord Jesus. As the enemy dig ditches, Lord God, we pray that he's a liar and he's the father of liars. We pray that your people would dwell in the tent of righteousness. Dwell, oh God, in the unity of the holiness. Let her come together, Lord Jesus. Call on your name. Praise you. Worship you in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Because you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And help us, Lord God, to reach up and reach out to you, Lord Jesus. Bless your people this day. You said no good thing will you hold from them. And we thank you right now for your love. We thank you right now for your blessings. In Jesus' name, we thank you, oh God, for helping us dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We thank you right now, Lord God, for being a fortress. We will trust in you in Jesus' name. And you said you would surely deliver us, oh God, from the snares of the fowls. In Jesus' name, from the noise of pestilence, oh God. You promised us, you promised, oh God, never to leave us, never forsake us in Jesus' name. And we will glorify your name, Lord Jesus, forevermore. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you for deliverance.
Thank you
for healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, oh God, for your miracle.
Jesus'
name, we pray for your saints, oh God. We pray for personal prayer line in Jesus' name. Call us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Look on us, oh God. We stand in the need of prayer. Hallelujah. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, Lord Jesus. Standing. We're standing in the prayer. Oh, we pray for your word. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for the Holy Ghost power. We thank you for how you moved on the side.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for how you've given us a breakthrough. You blessed us. You overcome us, Lord God. How you protected us from hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you, Lord God, for even pouring out a blessing upon us in Jesus' name. We thank you right now for rebuking anxiety, oh God, in Jesus' name. Emotional distress. Hallelujah. Dysfunctional attitude. In Jesus' name. We thank you right now, Lord God, for making us good stewards and purifying us, oh God. God, giving us the trust in your word. Thank you for the authority right now, oh God, that you've given unto your saints. We ask that you're even blessed in the White House in Jesus' name. Look on our president, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, the scrutinizing he's getting. And the criticism, oh God. But Lord, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. We pray peace, oh God. We pray deliverance, oh God. We pray for the government head. We pray for the And we bless our people right now, oh God. We bless and not curse. In your name, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh God, for letting your people be steadfast and unmovable in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us yield in righteousness. Hallelujah. And you, oh God. Hallelujah. You are Lord, Lord Jesus. You have rebuked death. You have rebuked hope. You have rebuked cancer. You rebuked kidney problem. You rebuked kidney failure, oh God. You rebuked, hallelujah, hallelujah, blindness, deafness in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for looking on the inside of the jail cell, behind the prison walls, Lord God. Father, and deliver you people right now. Those that are seeking you, oh God, hallelujah, in secret places. We ask that you would deliver, deliver, deliver right
now. Oh God.
For your people, oh God. Hallelujah. Let them be disciples for you, oh God. Walk up right before you, Lord Jesus. Give us a trust in you, oh God. Hallelujah. Don't let our faith fail us now. In Jesus' name. And we pray right now.
Amen.
Can you, oh God,
thank you, Jesus.
The line.